The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Friday of the third week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. As Savior, Jesus is the supreme lawgiver, and he uses the occasion recorded by St. Matthew in chapter 12 of his Gospel to retrain our focus on what is most essential in God's law. Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus' teaching was in response to a question from one of the scribes, who asked which of the commandments was most important. It's clear that this scribe, in contrast to those we met in yesterday's gospel, was a sincere man who was genuinely interested in what Jesus had to say. We know this because if this scribe had been duplicitous or was asking questions in an attempt to trap Jesus, Jesus would have called him a hypocrite or otherwise pointed out the scribe's bad spirit and bad attitude, but he doesn't. So we can assume the scribe was sincere. It's a sincerity we want to emulate. We would like to have the interior freedom of this scholar of the law so that we could feel confident in asking Jesus anything. And in response to the scribe's question, Jesus quotes the book of Deuteronomy about love of God and neighbor. The second of these commandments is pretty straightforward: to love one's neighbor as oneself, to put them on the same level, to look to their needs as easily as we would look to our own. But what about the first commandment? To love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I mean, we've heard it so often. It's easy to overlook what it really commands or not to think about it too much. What does that really mean? To love God with the entirety of heart, soul, mind, and strength. While theologians and philosophers answer this question in different ways, St. Thomas Aquinas gives us a helpful interpretation. He says that heart refers to a person's intentions, to his decisions, and thus to his will. Soul refers to one's motivation, what moves us to a particular goal, kind of our inner trajectory. Mind, St. Thomas says, refers obviously to the intellect, to the use of one's reason. And then he says strength refers to one's external actions, the way all of that inside of us is translated into the way we actually live. So to love God in the totality of our persons, we are commanded, using our heart, to place God at the center of all of our decisions, and not as an afterthought. To choose to follow the commandments, not to be forced, but to desire it, and to practice reverence, leaving room in our hearts for God. Furthermore, we want to make God and his will the principal motivation of our thoughts, words, and deeds. This is the agency of our soul, isn't it? And to receive God's will and his desire, not just as one option among many, but to strive to be God-centered all the time, not just for an hour or so on Sunday or a few minutes here or there. And so we can ask ourselves, a good test is, do we live for God even during our downtime in moments of leisure and on vacation? Because if we seek God before we seek what we think is our happiness, we will eventually possess both. Also, to love God with all of our mind, which is to use our minds to grow in knowledge of God and in his truth, which means to learn, because we can't love what we don't know. Did our religious formation end with our first Holy Communion, or has it continued? And to pray, so that we can deepen our relationship with the Lord. And finally, we want to love God with all of our strength, which is to obey God in our external actions. And one thing that can help us is to make a spiritual plan for our day and to persevere in it, to do what is right and good, even when we don't feel like it. And that helps us to fight against doubt and spiritual sloth. Well, let's pray that the Lord will help us to grow in this deep love of him today and every day. God bless you.